好，请大家打开约翰福音第十一章。
So we will turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 11.
约翰福音第十一章。
John 11.
新约圣经一百四十三面，一百四十三面。
John chapter 11. Yeah.
我们来看约翰福音第十一章。好，我们慢慢读啊，我们读第一节到十一节就好了。来
，We will be looking from verse 1 to verse 11.
我们可以用起因的方式来读。
We will read responsively.
如果你有圣经，请你打开圣经来读啊。一个患病的人名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。她姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。第四节，耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路。然后对门徒说，我们再往犹太地去吧。耶稣说，百日不是有十二个小时吗？人在百日走路就不致跌倒，因为看见这世上的光。耶稣说这话，随后对他们说，我的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。主啊，他若睡了就必好了。耶稣这话是指着他死说的，他们却以为他照常睡了。十四节，耶稣就明明地告诉他们说，拉撒路死了，我没有在那里就欢欢喜喜是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信。如今我们可以往他那里去吧。我们暂时读到这里为止。当我们读这段经文的时候，我们看到这里的好几个人都出现了。
As we read John 11, verses 1 to 14, we see several characters.
你发现这里玛利亚有献她的香膏是幅非常好的幅图画，对不对？
Here we see that Mary anointed the Lord with ointment.
我们看现在这几个人集合在一起，就变成一个非常标准非常好的一个模范的教会了。
And as we see that the several people that are gathered together was a very good example of a church.
我们的教会不是一个建筑物，对不对？
And church is not merely a physical structure.
教会呢是你我弟兄姐妹在一起，我们叫教会啊。
But the church is made up of you and me and the people in it.
所以有一天有人问你，你去什么地方？
So when someone asks you, where have you been?
你说去礼拜堂，这是没有错的。
You might say, I went to church.
你是一个这个礼拜堂是个建筑物。
And you said I went to the temple or the building, and that is true.
如果你去教会的话，也是对的，因为去跟弟兄姐妹在一起。
And sometimes you would say I went to fellowship in a church, and that's true because you're enjoying the company.
所以我们分清楚，礼拜堂是建筑物，教会是众弟兄姐妹。
So there are two different things: the physical structure of the church and the people that comprise the church.
这几个人凑在一起的时候，就是个很好的教会了。
And as the people are gathered together, that is the church.
我们看这个教会可以说是伯大尼的一个小小教会的模型。
And so the church that is described here in Bethany is a small gathering, is a small church.
我们看到这个教会是个蒙福的教会。
And we see that it was blessed by God.
为什么是蒙福呢？
And why was it blessed?
第一，它有主的同在。
First, it has the presence of God.
我们知道主耶稣常常喜欢到伯大尼去的。
You know that Jesus loved visiting Bethany.
他每一次带门徒到伯大尼去。
And often he would bring his disciples to go visit.
虽然这个教会很小。
Even if the church is small.
但是有几个很爱主的人在那边。
But there are several people that truly love the Lord.
他们在一起同聚，在一起交通。
And many of them gather together to fellowship with one another.
最重要是有主的同在。
But the most important thing is having the presence of the Lord.
这是非常重要的。
And that is the crucial part.
圣经讲到老底家的教会里面呢。
Secondly, the Bible talked about the church in Laodicea.
我们知道它样样都有。
And they have many things.
可是没有主的同在。
But they lack the presence of the Lord.
没有主在里面。
They did not have Jesus.
你可以想象一个教堂建了几百万的教堂里面。
You can see that many, many church structures.
我们看到很漂亮的礼拜堂。
Thousands of them are erected very nicely.
漂亮的装饰。
They're all decorated very well.
但是却没有主的同在。
But they do not have
the presence of the Lord.
And they are merely empty structures.
所以我们看见伯大尼这个小小的教会是神祝福的。
But Bethany, the small church, was blessed by God.
又有主的同在。
Because it has the presence of the
Lord. 所以教会无论大小，最重要是有主的同在。
So whether a church is large or small, what matters is the presence of the Lord.
如果教会更大，没有主的同在，只是外表上而已的。
If you are having a mega church without the presence of the Lord, then that is not meaningful.
再看我们看这个小小的教会，也是一个蒙恩的教会。
So let's see how this small church was blessed.
我们为什么说这里是一个蒙恩的教会呢？
So why do we consider it blessed?
我们看这几节圣经就告诉我们了。
We will see several passages.
这里告诉我们什么呢？
First,
这里第二节说，这玛利亚就是用香膏膏主。用涂抹他脚患病拉撒路的兄弟，
Verse 2, that Mary anointed the Lord with ointment, and he has a brother Lazarus.
12章，我们看看12章。
We are turning to chapter 12.
有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席。
And someone was preparing a banquet for the Lord.
我们知道这个筵席是谁呢？
Who do you think that was?
就是西门。
That was Simon.
长大麻风的西门。
Simon was the leper.
我们看到这里有医治，有神医治的恩典在里面。
And so we will see the blessing of healing.
西门因为他长大麻风，得蒙主的医治。
Because Simon was a leper and he was cured by the Lord.
在当时世代里面呢，麻风是很难得到医治的，对不对？
Now in those days, leprosy was considered incurable.
所以我们看见这个教会里面有蒙神医治的。一个很好的见证。
So we see that this church in Bethany had the witness of having leprosy healed.
第七是个蒙恩的教会。
That is also why it is a blessed church.
第二件事情。
Next.
拉撒路得以从死里复活。
Lazarus was resurrected from the dead.
圣经告诉我们，拉撒路已经死了四天了。
The Bible said that Lazarus died for 4 days.
门徒都怀疑说都已经臭了。
And his body was starting to stink.
但是他们当耶稣从那里叫他从坟墓里出来的时候啊
，But when the Lord summoned him to come out from the grave,
这是轰动了整个伯大尼。
And it causes a big stir in Bethany.
这是个大的事情。
It was a major news.
吸引很多人到来看到底发生什么事情。
So many people were curious and came to Bethany.
人从死里复活。
Person was risen from death.
而且这个人已经死了四天。
And he died and was dead for 4 days.
这是个非常震动的事情。
That was unheard of.
所以这个教会能够吸引人来到主的面前。
And so this was also how this church attracted people to come.
不但如此，我们看到这个教会也有彼此相爱的事情。
Not only that, they also loved one another.
你看，第马大、玛利亚、拉撒路。他们说的是蒙主所爱的事情，对不对？
We can see that Mary, Martha, and Lazarus were all loved by God.
这是约翰福音十一章第五节告诉我们的。
John 14, also said.
耶稣素来爱马大和他的妹子，并拉撒路。
And it says Jesus loved Mary, her sister Martha, and brother Lazarus.
短短一句话的形容描写。
And that was one simple verse.
就说明这几个、这个三个姐弟啊，他们在神面前。何等蒙神所爱。
It goes to show that these three brothers and sisters were truly favored by the Lord.
因为主素来就爱他们。
Because the Lord loved them.
他们不是耶稣，不是说现在才来到伯大尼才爱他们。
It didn't say that Jesus loved them because he came to Bethany.
可见的这几个人在耶稣的心目中是非常宝贝的事情。
But rather that these three individuals. Were very special in the eyes of the Lord.
他们在神的面前，在人的面前，表示他们真是常常在一起，他们常常爱主，常接待主的一些弟兄姐妹。
And it shows that the three of them really loved one another as siblings, and they also welcomed many of the disciples of Jesus.
所以他们在主的面前是得蒙主的喜爱。
So they were also blessed and loved by the Lord.
我们在看下去的时候啊
，As we look further down,
我们看这个教会是一个感恩报恩的。一个团体， 教会。
We could see that this church was very thankful.
我们看不但教会不但有许多有神迹的事情。
Not only were there miracles performed to this church.
我们看到拉撒路从死里复活。
Lazarus risen from the dead.
西门这个西门患大麻风得到医治。
And Simon was healed from his leprosy.
而且你看见这些弟兄姐妹在神的面前有很好的表现。
And we could see that the brothers and sisters demonstrated their love for one another.
首先我们看这几个人怎么样来表现他们的感恩报恩。
Now we can see how they reciprocated and showed their thankfulness to the Lord.
我们知道是马路约翰福音第二章第十二章第二节告诉我们那个得医治百言系的人就是那个长大麻风的西门。
So we learned in chapter 12 that the person who prepared the banquet was Simon who was killed for us, cured from his leprosy.
西门以钱财来感谢神。
So Simon was able to use his wealth and possessions to show his thankfulness.
因为他得蒙医治，他开一个感恩大会。
Because he was cured, that he offered this big celebration.
他请耶稣来了。
And he invited Jesus.
耶稣的门徒也来了。
And Jesus' disciples came.
耶稣在一个教会里面的马大、拉撒路，还有这个玛利亚，他们都来了。
And the people in that church, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, all came to join.
大家去欢喜庆祝神怎么样，耶稣怎么样恩待他们，对不对？
So everybody came to celebrate and give thanks to how God blessed them all.
一个得蒙医治的事情呢，是值得感恩的事情，对不对
？Because being cured from an illness is truly something to be thankful for.
在圣经里面有很多这样的例子。
There are many, many examples in the Bible.
一些人从来不能走路的。
Those who never walked before.
他们可以走路了。
Were made to walk.
他们得主的医治。
Because they were healed.
他们又走又跳的感谢赞美神。
Not only they walked, they jumped and thanked God.
他们非常的喜乐。
They were extremely joyful.
非常的感恩。
And they were very thankful.
你看在使徒行传里面告诉我们一个人啊，每一天早晚都被人抬到圣殿的面前里面。
In the book of Acts, there was one person who was carried into the temple every day.
每一天是仰望人的供应。他的需要。
And every day he had to depend on others for his needs.
有一天，有的彼得、约翰去上殿祷告说，医治他。
And one day Peter and John came to the temple and healed him.
彼得说，金银他都没有，结果我可以奉耶稣的名叫你起来行走。
And Peter said, "In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command you to get up and walk."
结果他起来行走了。
And he walked.
那是不是值得感恩的事情吗
？And he was so thankful.
从来不能走的事情
，He was never able to do that.
现在可以行走了
，And yet now suddenly,
不再需要依靠人了。
He could walk and did not need the grip to depend on others.
罪蒙赦免，得到行走的路啊，路可以行，脚可以行走，这是极大的恩典，对不对
？And having his sins forgiven and being able to walk first time in his life, truly he was thankful.
所以他感恩，对不对
？So he gave thanks.
第二件事情，马大、玛利亚。马大他在那里感恩呢
？And Martha is a second example.
圣经告诉我们说，他是个非常劳碌的人呢、啊。
And we know that Martha is the hardworking one.
每次耶稣跟门徒到他家的时候啊
，When Jesus came and visited with his disciples，
他是最忙碌的人。
Martha is the most busy.
是不是玛利亚坐下来听到，他都没有办法坐下来听到的啊
？Contrast to Mary, who would be seated down listening.
我们想可以想象说，有时候弟兄姐妹。很有爱心、开放的家庭，做聚会的时候啊。
And we can relate that to many of our brothers and sisters who welcome friends and brothers and sisters to their family.
最忙碌就是那家庭的主人了。
And the busiest would be the host of the event.
他怕招待不周。
Because they are concerned they are not being gracious to the guests.
所以他在老是在厨房里面，没有办法跑到客厅里面来听信息，对不对
？So they're often occupied in the kitchen.And not able to spend time with the guests.
但是这样的人，他奉献他的恩赐，奉献他才干来服侍弟兄姐妹。
But nevertheless, these types of people are ever able to offer their abilities to be thankful to God.
所以可以想象，弟兄姐妹，开放你的家庭。
So as some brothers and sisters open their homes,
表示你真的愿意在这份上来服侍神。
It shows that you are willing to serve God in.Your own ways.
你知道早期的留学生，他们很殷勤，很乐意开放他们家门。
And in many of the overseas students, often are very generous in welcoming friends to their homes.
你知道这留学生不但有家庭，而且有孩子，对不对？
Because some of these overseas students have children as well.
大家很担心，说这些孩子啊，把水、汽水、橙汁、汁啊，这个果汁之类倒在他们地毯上，他们最怕这一点。
And they are very anxious that the young children would spill soda or juice on the floor.
但是他们虽然面对这些难处，
but despite all these difficulties,
他们还是乐意开放他们家来聚会，跟弟兄姊妹有很好的交通。
But many of them are willing to gladly open their homes to welcome the young.
所以我们可以想象，马大就是一个这样的人。
So Martha was someone like that.
当耶稣做人跟到她家的时候啊，
so as Jesus came to her home,
她非常的忙碌。
She was very much occupied.
招待这些聚会的人。
She was serving and busy, serving all the guests.
忙到个地步，没有时间可以安静下来听耶稣讲道。
To the extent that Martha did not have time to quietly sit by Jesus.
但是无论如何，她真的尽她的恩赐。他可以做这方面的恩赐，劳碌的恩赐，预备所有吃的东西来招待弟兄姐妹。
But nevertheless, she was able to give whatever she had, and that was her busyness and her work to offer as a means of being thankful.
啊，还有玛利亚以爱来服侍神。
Whereas Mary, showed her thankfulness in a different way, and that was through her love.
我们都知道玛利亚把最好的一瓶香膏打破了。交在耶稣的有些圣讲头上或者脚上。
And we know that Mary, in her own ways, offered a most precious ointment and poured that on the Lord Jesus from head to toes.
她的爱主也引起别人的议论，对不对？
And so her demonstration of her love also caused a lot of conversation.
但是她愿意舍弃她最好的东西，把它放在耶稣基督身上。
Because she willingly gave a most precious and valuable thing for Jesus.
也是耶稣最需要的，对不对？
And perhaps that was what Jesus needed.
这种是一种贴心啊，贴心爱主的一种服侍。
And that is a way because she understood the need.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为过了六天之后，耶稣要上十字架了。
Because it turned out that 6 days later, Jesus was to be crucified.
我们知道耶稣被钉十字架是太匆忙，所以没有人用香膏好好的包理，好好处理。
And in those days, it was such a whirlwind that nobody had the time to take care of all these things.
结果在礼拜天早上准备要高抹耶稣身体的时候，耶稣已经复活了。
And as the ladies were about to go to the tomb to offer the ointment, Jesus already resurrected.
所以这些香膏对耶稣来讲好像没有什么用处了。
So at that time, the perfume and the ointment was of no need.
但是我们看到这个玛利亚能够及时的，在耶稣被钉十字架之前，及时的把香膏献上。
But so in retrospect, we see that Mary was able to offer the ointment in a timely manner.
及时表达她爱主的机会。
And that was her way of demonstrating her love to Jesus.
所以你看这个教会非常的好像跟模范的教会一样，对不对？
So in many aspects and in many characters in this church, we see that they are exemplary in their way of demonstrating.
我们看见西门感恩以财物来服侍神。
So one, Simon offered his thanks through his wealth and hosting a banquet.
我们看马大以他的恩赐来服侍神。
And Martha through her abilities in hosting.
玛利亚以她的爱心来贴心来服侍神。
And Mary, through her thoughtfulness and her love in showing her thankfulness.
也许我们可以用各种各种的方法表达爱主的机会，对不对？
So that means to us, we can use many different ways to show our love for Jesus.
有些是看得见的，也是看不见，有些是隐藏的。
Some may be seen, some may be unseen.
还有一个人是隐藏的服侍了。
And there is one hidden way of serving.
这个人是谁呢？
Who is this?
拉撒路，对不对？
That would be Lazarus.
你看十一章、十二章约翰福音里面，你有没有看过拉撒路讲过一句话？ So, 一句话都没有讲。
So through chapters 11 and 12, you will notice that Lazarus did not say a word.
你发现他用什么做见证呢？
So what did he do to show his testimony?
用他生命的见证。
He used his very own life.
太宝贵了。
And that was most precious.
所以很多人看见拉撒路从死里复活以后啊，回到家里面怎么样，都相信了耶稣基督。
So when Lazarus was resurrected from the dead by Jesus, he returned home, and all the people in his home believed in Jesus.
但是他一句话都没有讲。
Yet he did not even need to say a word.
用生命代替他的言语。
Because he demonstrated all this in his very life.
用生命代替他的见证。
Because his life is itself a testimony.
啊，这个真是非常有力量的一个影响力。
And that is an even more powerful demonstration of his testimony.
在早期一个很出名的一个教会的教父啊，他说他要到城里面传福音。
There was one person who was a leader in the church and wanted to go preach in a village.
结果他从城的这一角转了个圈，最后走回来了。
And he took a journey around the village and came back.
人家问他，你传福音传完了？
And so people ask him, so you finished your missionary mission?
那我传完了。
And he said, I'm done.
他是以他的行为，以他见证无声的信息表达给那些看见的人。
And he demonstrated his testimony through his words and his deeds through the people he came across.
有时候感动人相信神呢，不是在乎我们的高远大志，有很多的苦灾。
Yeah. And some people are moved by his testimony, not because of your eloquence.
人总是要看我们生命的见证。
But people see the demonstration of your life.
有时候好的东西别人没有看见呢。
The good things they will not see.
但偏偏一个很微小不好的东西人家看见了，人家就很多借口不相信耶稣。
But often people are more critical of those little faults that you might have.
但是拉撒路是以生命的见证来影响别人。
But Lazarus gave his very life as a demonstration of his love.
圣经讲你做拉撒的见证，很多人就相信了耶稣了。
And so the Bible said, because of Lazarus's testimony, many came to believe in Jesus.
所以我们讲这个教会是个非常活泼丰盛的一个教会。
So last we see that the church in Bethany was also characterized by being a very vibrant church.
你可以想象玛利亚的香膏充满了当时的环境里面，对不对？
Imagine when Mary poured that ointment, the perfume and the scent must have pervaded the whole place.
很有吸引力，很有气氛。
And it was very noticeable and very attractive.
这个是非常重要的。
And that's important.
我知道世界太会吸引人，叫人家离开神，走向世界道路。
And we know that in today's society, many things distract us and draw us away from church.
如果我们教会真的普天下的教会，如果这么好的吸引力、馨香的气影响别人的时候，我相信很多人也会回到主的面前。
But if all the churches in this world have the same fragrant scent that will attract many people, I'm sure the church will be more attractive than the rest of the world.
我记得曾经有一个很出名的传道人 John MacArthur, 他讲一句非常出名的话。
There's a famous missionary, John MacArthur, who said this.
他说我进到教会里面的时候啊。
So when as I enter a church,
我感觉很冷很冷很冷的感觉。
I have a very cold feeling.
我以为他说我以为进了殡仪馆，你知道吗？
And he thought, it is as if I have entered a crematorium.
所以他感觉很冷，对不对？所以我觉得我们弟兄姐妹爱主的心能够吸引别人，感觉到他就很热的，对不对？
But rather, a church should be warm to be able to attract people.
求求帮助我们，对不对？
May God help us.
所以我们看见不但教会的确是这样的吸引人。
So we see that the church in Bethany has many ways to attract people.
我们看见这个教会很重要，有主的师父。
First, the most important thing is that it has the blessing of the Lord.
有人得医治。
People or someone got healed of their sickness.
我想我们在今天我们当中，神听我们的祷告，对不对？
And we know even today the Lord listens to our prayer.
有人生病得到医治。
And our lives are being healed.
你内心的祷告都蒙垂听。
And the prayers in your hearts are being heard by the Lord.
也是不知不觉，你的生命影响别人。
And knowingly, unknowingly, your lives influence people around you.
也许在你的生活当中，你用一个沉默的见证影响别人。
Even quietly, but your actions will affect and influence others.
借助这些把人带到神的面前。
And many are drawn to the Lord because of you.
这是何等宝贵的事情。
And this is to be treasured.
求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
我们一起翻译祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for showing us an example in the little church in Bethany, how Mary, Martha, Lazarus, Simon, and all the folks that are mentioned in the Bible have each in their own ways of showing thanks to you. Help us, Lord, to be courageous, to know, Lord, that your presence in the midst of our church and as you dwell in our hearts, and this is how we are able to demonstrate our love in response to what you have done for us. Help us, Lord, to resonate to all the blessings that you have bestowed on us. We may have many different talents, many different abilities, but in big ways and small ways, ostentatious or hidden, Lord, you know that you are at work in our lives and at work in our church. We know that it is your power that changes our lives, and it is in your power that draws others to see that you are living in our lives, that they too will have your blessing in their lives. This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 谢谢。好，我们唱首诗歌，我们就是一起来领受圣餐。我们请大家起立。174, 174, shall we stand together? 174, 预备唱。神是我，那里我血为你流出，父亲是你有时的书，为你为你我命真舍，你生死为我，为你为你我命真舍，你生死为我，我曾抱负家庭并我荣光宝座，其力孤身都心在此暗示经过，你为你拯救成舍，你受恶抚为我，为你为你荣耀成舍，你保恶抚为我，我承受大苦难，非人口所能说，心生痛求发你的得多，为你为你我生真舍，你生死为我，为你为你我真真舍，你生死为我，我曾降服救恩从我天上袭来，恩充满你生我就。你将何时为我，为你为你大恩真舍，你将何时为我，请坐。 Please be seated， 我们一边先来领受圣餐。 神，这饼是象征耶稣基督的身体。
We thank God that this bread represents the body of Jesus.
杯是象征耶稣基督的宝血。
And the cup represents the blood of Jesus.
凡是相信耶稣基督的人。
So whosoever believes in Jesus.
都可以吃这个饼和这个杯。
Is welcome to partake of the bread and the wine.
表示我们跟耶稣基督与圣灵的关系。
It shows that we are joined in relationship with Jesus.
表示我们真正相信耶稣基督做我们的救主。
And as we truly believe that He is our Savior.
我们来一起低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
天父，我们今天感谢你。
The Heavenly Father, we
thank you. 我们在你面前有蒙恩的机会。
That we are blessed before you.
为这饼呢，感谢神。
We thank you, Lord, for the bread.
这饼是象征耶稣基督的身体。
As this represents the body of Jesus.
你在十字架上为我们受伤。
For you have been crucified on the cross.
却叫我们得了医治。
So that we may be healed.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
因为你的救赎。
Because of your salvation,
今天我们成为上帝的儿女
that we are now children of God,
我们是蒙福的人
and we are blessed.
我们感谢你
we thank you, Lord.
为这饼感谢主
thank you for this bread.
祷告奉耶稣的圣名去